While healthcare in America has always been a top topic of debate and discussion, the imposition of Obamacare has certainly raised the level of that debate. Up until now, the main elements have been either repeal or maintain. My next guest joins us with a new direction to take, which has a foundation that already rests in, of all places, the U.S. Constitution, which, by the way, is a strong passion of hers when you consider the mission of her organization constituting America. Here to discuss this issue is actress, radio host, best-selling author. Her books include A Little Bit Vulnerable and Holding Her Head High. We say good morning to Janine Turner. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good to talk with you. And Janine has a whole bunch of websites. Of course, we have links over to our webpage, but just for media information purposes, healthcarecompact.org, constitutingamerica.org, and JanineTurner.com. Yeah, kind of obvious, but again, we have the links over to our website for easy reference after the fact. And I love this idea that you point out, Janine, in a recent column, because when you look at the fact that the answer has been literally in front of our faces all the time, I'm referring to the U.S. Constitution, specifically Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. I'll read it real fast here. No state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any duty of tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace, enter any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power, or engage in war, unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. When you look into that clause and you add to the fact that over the time of our history, U.S. Supreme Court, ironically enough, through their Obamacare decision, has widened the spread of the Commerce Clause in that example, as well as the Compact Clause and other issues, this really does provide a solution to what's been the stalemate regarding health care coverage in America.
Yes, you know, and it's the brainchild of Leah Lindbeck and Shonda Weary. They've really done a great job with this. And I sat down and met with Leah Lindbeck. He's out of Houston. And I of course, you know, as you mentioned, I'm a constitutionalist. So I'm like, look, the answer is right there in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the Constitution. And as you know, it's the Compact Clause. And, you know, the thing about what Leah points out, and I agree completely, and I talk about this in my op-ed, is Democrats are going to want to be completely behind Obamacare. Republicans are saying repeal and replace. Well, Republicans aren't going to like the Democrats because it's Obamacare, and then the Democrats aren't going to like whatever Republicans do because it's going to be a repeal and replace on a federal level. So let's just make this nonpartisan and give it back to the states. And what they – and this Compact Clause is really amazing. It's happened with, you know, over 200 instances over the years with such things as, you know, transportation of criminals and diverse water rights, education to minor dependents of, you know, active military duty, driver's licenses, and life insurance. And with this compact, it's very vague in the Constitution. Many times it doesn't even have to have presidential approval. A bill just has to be – shepherded through the halls of Congress and the Senate, and it has to be approved, and it doesn't really even have to be executed by the president. This one would be because, you know, there's a lot of funding involved. But it gives it back to the states, and if the states want to still be a part of Obamacare, they can under this compact clause. If they don't want to be part of Obamacare, they don't have to be. The states can make their own decisions. It's really pretty brilliant, I believe, and I just think it's a great way to make it nonpartisan and give it back to the states, which is where this should be in the first place.
Well, it makes sense in a variety of issues. A, when you talk about repealing Obamacare like the Republicans are doing, and I happen to agree it needs to be replaced, but the people who are recipients of the program right now just hear that repeal part, and automatically it's, okay, you want to take something away from me, so the Republicans are losing right there. And when you look at the a state running something specifically for residents, they could do it a lot more effectively on a more smaller level than this huge blanket program that in theory is supposed to be the end-all be-all for everybody, but as we found out, is anything but.
Well, and you know, you are correct. And what happens is, on a federal level, our founders never wanted the federal government to have such a grip on us, because they really believed, and there's so many examples of this happens today. It needs to be on a local level. You know, locally people know what they want. They know in their own communities. States know what they want. And when the federal government comes in and tries, look how the government fails at everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the IRS and all these agencies that when, you know, I have a problem with all these agencies to begin with, because they're not accountable to the American people. They're just these huge bureaucracies. And essentially what we're giving and we've heard this, but it's coming true, is, you know, our health care is going to be decided by some bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., instead of letting it be back between the patient and the doctor and taken care of on a state level. And there are already 200, quite a few states. We don't even have 200 states. 9 states have already joined this compact. Georgia, Texas, Missouri, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Utah, Indiana, Kansas, and Alabama. And I believe there's another one that's joined recently. So it's a great opportunity for people to call their state and local representatives in the Senate and the House, and as well as federal, but to say, hey, let's be a part of this and get it back to the states.
Talking with actress, radio host, author Janine Turner. Her books include A Little Bit Vulnerable, Holding Her Head High, about an idea called the Healthcare Compact, which you can learn more at an obvious website, healthcarecompact.org. Janine's organization is Constituting America. That's constitutingamerica.org and JanineTurner.com. For the rest of the Janine's world, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas, the whole idea, too, with the Healthcare Compact, it sounds similar to an idea of the Convention of States that a lot of people have been talking about as well. It's just basically re-empowering the people as opposed to the politicians. And when you look at Obamacare overall, we did a segment earlier in the show, the subsidies are going up because the cost of health care is going up. But as a population, you know, reality strikes and it starts to die off, or if you don't get the scripted participation in a program, as opposed to too big to fail, this thing is getting to be so big, it's bound to fail.
Well, exactly. And I'm sure you've watched, as many Americans have, these committee meetings that our Senate and, you know, the House have with these big, huge agencies, and how they can get absolutely no answers out of them. You know, people don't tell the truth. They cover each other up. We can't. It takes years and years and all kinds of taxpayer money just to get to the bottom line about what's really going on. And it's farcical, actually, and it's very disillusioning. And I think that's why so many Americans are apathetic, because they feel that it's completely out of their hands. And our health care, of all things, our personal health care, our health care of our loved ones, do we really want these committee hearings with someone who's taking the fifth and get nowhere about accountability? Look at what's happening with the VA, for crying out loud. No one's even been, you know, one, two people, the people really responsible, haven't even been fired. It's just, the VA is a perfect example of what's happening there. People waiting days and days and days and months to get health care, and they're dying in the process. And this is what's really going to, and, you know, George Washington said something really fascinating. He said that the issue with a democracy or a republic, which is what we are, is that people have to feel it before they can see it. And their warnings have been out there about Obamacare, but people really didn't feel it. And as soon as people start to feel it more and more and more, they're going to go, oh, now I see it. But it might be too late. And I just think the healthcare compact, and you can go to healthcarecompact.org to hear, learn about it. Isn't that the website? I think that's
that
the website.
Is the website.
to go figure it, to say, wait a minute, to give it back to the states. It's perfect. People want to stay in it, they can't stay in it. If a state wants to, like a very liberal state, if they don't want to, they don't have to. It gives it back to the people.
And point to what you said, too. I've been talking about it since 2010. I was one of the first people who had Dr. Betsy McCoy on, who was one of the people who actually read the Obamacare bill from start to finish. And she's been the leading expert on the reality that people are now realizing. I want to wrap up with Constituting America because, you know, in light of what we've seen with an education system where original intent and faith-based founding is ignored, you have people who walk around believing the Second Amendment protects an item, which is a gun, instead of the right. And you have Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's organization, which shows just how disrespectful school administrators are, never mind the student body is, regarding the Constitution. Your organization, Constituting America, just ties into the healthcare compact idea, just brings about the realization of the strong foundation, our Constitution, and how our structure of society and government, not just government, has to exist on it for it to exist at all.
Well, you know, it's very ironic. You know, Juliet and I, recently there have been like certain schools that have gone out and burned the Constitution. I'm like, oh my gosh, have they lost their minds? Because, I mean, it's the Constitution that gives them the right to do that in the first place. But Juliet and I, my daughter, she's written a book, Our Constitution Rocks, and she's the National Youth Director of Constituting America. We go out, we speak all over the country, and we speak to, you know, inner city school kids, charter schools, public schools, you know, adults, about the United States Constitution. And when someone says, You know, when someone says to me that they don't like the Constitution, right? You probably hear it. I hear it.
Oh, yeah.
My first thing I say back to them is, "Oh, really? Which part do you not like?" And they're usually dumbfounded. They can't really tell me anything because they haven't read it. It's just a knee-jerk political party reaction. And so if they do have something in particular that they'd like to change, then I say, well, that's what the amendment process is for. So why don't you go out and get involved? And we talked a story of an actual student at University of Texas who's responsible for the 27th Amendment. We ask these kids through our contest. We have a We the Future contest with these kids, and we take them to meet mentors all over the country. It's a great, great program. And they get to travel and become stars and documentaries and whatnot. But the new essay this year is like, find something that you don't want, that's an issue that you think's not being, you know, the entity is not being held accountable through the United States Constitution, or something about the Constitution you'd like to change, and write a petition. So we're teaching these kids, you write a petition, you call your representative, next thing you know, you might have an amendment. So the first thing I say is, when someone says they don't like the Constitution, they say, is which part? The second is, well, that's what the amendment process is for. And we talk about all these things that are in the Constitution, habeas corpus, treaties that should be ratified according to Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2, the Senate, thank you very much, not a bill.
Yeah.
You know, that war shouldn't be declared by anybody other than Congress. And the usurpation that's happened from the Constitution. So it's really fascinating when people say they don't like it. They just haven't read it and they don't understand it. And that's really the challenge, to say which part is a great way to open the discussion. And you mentioned a convention of states. I'm not afraid of a convention of states, and I think we need to have one. And it's, you know, there's the balanced budget. I'm sure you know convention of states. We're almost there with enough states. But it's never been done. And isn't it fascinating to think that our founding fathers realized they gave us two ways to amend the Constitution, one through Congress, one through a convention of states, that there might be a time when Congress would not censor itself, when Congress would not be responsible, and only the people could do that through a convention of states. Brilliant thinking, because does the Congress really want to balance their own budget? Does the Congress really want to limit their own terms? No, and that would mean that we could still do it through a convention of states. So I think it's very exciting.
Oh, they were true prophets, and if you read the writings of Madison and Adams and the Founding Fathers, they had the sense of they were creating what was right, but it had trapdoors on it. And they knew what to do in case we the people were pushed through those trap doors. So let me give you the rundown again. As far as the healthcare compact, it's healthcarecompact.org. For Janine's organization, Constituting America, teachers, educators, parents, get your kids on this site and get the school systems involved with what Janine has to offer, because it teaches the foundation and the founding and our roots. As far as a republic is concerned, constitutingamerica.org. And just catch up on everything Janine's up to, JanineTurner.com. Janine, you are a true patriot, an educator, a teacher, and you inspire others to follow your lead. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Oh, well, thank you for the opportunity. You keep up the great work yourself. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you.